fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 21st of April. The expanded prepper tip of the day is to, first of all, make sure your rifle is properly sighted in. Notice I use rifle singular. Now, many of our listeners have multiple rifles, but one of them is going to be your main defense weapon. Make sure that rifle is properly sighted in. Before you do that, of course, make sure it's very clean and that the sight is not, all the sight mount is good and tight the way it should be. Moving on from there, we are taking orders. I'm taking orders for Berkey water filters. We're looking at about a 6-week back order minimum, but we will take your orders. And of course, On Guard, a doTERRA proprietary product. On Guard's is the doTERRA's version of thieves' oil, successfully used against the bubonic plague in Europe centuries ago. We have currently On Guard oil in stock. We have On Guard sanitizing mist and On Guard touch. The soft gels are only available to doTERRA members as a loyalty rewards program product. And all the other, the cleaner concentrate is also available to as a loyalty rewards program also. And everything else, all the other On Guard products are out of stock for the most part. I think there's some detergent and toothpaste and mouthwash and some throat drops that are still available. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Leon Green. Leon is a gentleman who began a quest more than 10 years ago to become very knowledgeable and very expert, quite frankly, in anything and everything to do with incorporating doTERRA essential oils into your daily life. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. How are you doing, sir?
Really good. Well, we have a good audio connection this morning. That's comforting. That's good to know. Well, Leon, I've been telling people for 2 weeks now on my show and privately, I feel like I'm living in a cheap science fiction film. And last night, I ran out of time, but I started watching the first of the trilogy of films titled The Matrix. And it's a very for me anyway, a very intellectually stimulating film. When I first saw that, I thought, man, the guys that wrote this, they know some stuff. And when, Leon, when you, people know what you and I know, and many of our listeners, sometimes it feels like we're living in the Matrix where we know what's going on, and all the people around us don't have a clue, do they?
Absolutely. I mean, and the other one was from like, was the 50s and 60s. They are alive, and the people had the special glasses on, and they could see the aliens. I think that was the name of the movie. And that's how I feel.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? They had the special glasses.
Okay. Yeah.
And so, when I was shopping, this, right?
What was the title of that film? Do you recall offhand?
No, I might have to find out offhand.
I know exactly the film you're talking about, and I'm sure many of our listeners do. But what about going shopping?
Yeah, so I'm out shopping, and this happened years ago. You know, people would see you buy a lot, and they're like, why? And, you know, you just look at them with incredulity, thinking, you know, if you only knew. And now I went to a huge Costco, and there were lines. This was a month and a half ago, before I left Denver, and everybody in line had toilet paper. And I'm thinking, if you don't have any food to eat, you don't need the toilet paper to wipe. And I just laughed at how ludicrous that was. And yes, it's good to have the cleaning supplies and things like that. But if you have no food, with these closures and the imminent food, meatpacking closures, like Smithfield Foods produces more meat or more pork than anywhere else in the world. And it's owned by the Chinese, and they're shutting that down. So it is just incredible that these people and other Americans are, you know, procrastinating and getting their supplies ready. And then now that, and I've heard the Democrats and the libtards are saying, well, you need to share. But it was okay that you were considered a whack job or kook that you did on your own. But now that they drag their butt for years and decades, that they expect you to give them your food that you worked for and you prepared, and you try to educate them, and they just keep their heads buried. And now it's your responsibility to feed them, just like it's FEMA's responsibility, too. And they did a terrible job down Hurricane Katrina, and then Super Sandy. So it's just phenomenal. And it's like that, like you said, it's like a really bad movie. And I saw a picture, and it said, attention, the post-apocalyptic fiction has been moved to current affairs.
Right. I think I sent you that sign. It was on the front door of a bookstore or something like that. That was pretty funny and very true also.
Yes.
Okay, here's a headline here at Drudge. Iowa sends National Guard troops to meat plants. I haven't read the story, but the it says hundreds of National Guard personnel are being activated in Iowa as coronavirus sweeps through meat processing plants to a state that accounts for about a third of U.S. pork supply. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds said 250 National Guard members have moved to a full-time federal duty status and could help with testing and contact tracing for workers at plants operated by Tyson and the National Beef Packing Company. So, it looks like they're not going to be running the meat plants. They're going to help with testing and tracking of the meat plant workers. There's been some serious issues at these meat plants, hasn't there, Leon?
Absolutely. And whether you think this is a hoax or not, it's definitely impacting the food supply chain. And we already know that how the pharmaceutical drugs have been impacted by it. So it's just going to get exacerbated. And then there are many places in America, Walmarts in Vermont and Michigan are banning the sale of seeds. And so if they wanted you to be independent, that would be a no-brainer. But apparently it's not about being independent and being self-sufficient. They want you to be dependent and controlled by their agenda and their narrative. So it is very counterintuitive. And so when I tell people that about, you know, getting seeds, start your own garden. know, they think, well, I don't have to do that. I can just go to the store. Well, they're finding out that they can't get many things at the store now. And I took a picture of another Costco, and it had like 20 items on their list of out of stock. And then when you get there, you try to buy extra olive oil, and they're like, only one per person per account. So even people who would go, you would get sneaky at, you know, Walmart and make 8 trips back and forth, they would be limited because Costco has record of all your orders. So they know exactly how much you've ordered, and that day it'd come up and say, nope, you couldn't. And one guy tried doing 2 in his cart, and they took it out of the cart and took it from him as he was leaving. And I'm like, wow, talk about being controlling.
Right, right. Well, I went to a supermarket yesterday, and this supermarket was doing what I guess is going on across the country. They have 2 doors, one north, one south, with 2 doors each, an entrance and exit. And then you can only go in one door and only go out another door. But one of the exit doors was blocked with the young woman who was keeping track. And I'm pretty sure it's a violation of every fire code of every fire department in the United States to block an exit door of a public accommodation. Wouldn't that be the case, Leon?
Absolutely, and the fire codes and the firemen are. And I'm surprised we have not seen more flash mobs, because you know those emergency exits at all the major shopping centers. They're gonna be stealing food and running right out the door. So I would anticipate, assuming
they won't
be
able to tell who they are because they have a mask over their face. You won't even be able to identify them from the video, will you?
Absolutely, it's gonna be like Black Friday with no identification.
Well, criminals may be a lot of things, but many of them are bright enough to figure this out. And I'm sure there's been discussions among organized groups of men and women who are in fact criminals that they could do such a thing, and that may already be taking place. We wouldn't necessarily would know about it, would we?
Absolutely, and I've been hearing other reports from police that there are a lot more breaking and entering and robberies, and also people are, you know, being robbed after they've already shopped, they've already made their purchases. Women have been, and customers have been, you know, as they're walking through the car, they're stealing the entire carts. And there was one heroic set of people who stopped these 2 men who stole the food from this mother, and they were surrounded by a bunch of citizens, and they got the food back to the mother. But that's going to be more of the exception than the rule, and I would anticipate that would be very much a case. It's very much like when in the military they do convoys and the personnel support, PSD, in which they're doing the attachments of protecting people, the VIPs and the coming into theater, in which, you know, when you're doing the transit from the vehicle to the location, you know, there's heavy duty security because that's the easiest time to take out people. And so I would anticipate anybody in the preparedness will definitely work on those skills of how to, you know, disembark a car, how to do convoys, because, you know, as this becomes kinetic, if you have pretty poor skills in that regard, you will be ripped off or they will be able to take you out very easily, because most people are more focused about getting their cold items into the vehicle than worrying about other people grabbing the food and driving off, or even robbing them at that, for that matter.
Right. Well, criminals are predators, and they're real good at identifying who would be vulnerable prey. They're very good. They're going to avoid alpha male warriors like you and I. They're going to go after single women who are appear to be unable to defend themselves, older men who might appear to be unable to defend themselves. That's who's going to be their targets, won't they?
Absolutely. And even mothers with children, because if they are really young, they're going to be more concerned about their children's safety than the food that they just bought. So
exactly.
You're right. Not only the single woman. Yep.
Exactly. Well, women listening to our show here, I want to encourage all of you ladies to not go to grocery shopping by yourself. I would say 2 or more men and women, a healthy adult male who has the persona of an alpha male warrior would be good. And that would just be a wise thing to do for the time being, wouldn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir. And when you were talking about the doTERRA items, you know, the most important of all of them is in doTERRA, the blend, OnGuard. And so that is in stock, and after hearing from the principals and the executives at doTERRA, they have over a year and a half stock, but they realize that with 8 million plus customers worldwide, that it would only take a very short amount of time. So they've limited it now to one per person per month. And they have ramped up their own supply chains. And so, you know, like the beadlets, you know, to me, that's just a convenient way of doing it for people who are uninitiated with doTERRA. And so you can just take those like, and so, but the other thing that is important is a concentrate, the cleaner. And so, and the OnGuard Plus, if you're already a member, you can either get it through LRP, the Loyalty Rewards Program, or you can also, if you have Melissa, oregano, and black pepper, you can also take OnGuard by itself and then add those three either individually or make your own blend. So we have the oil, and I'm less concerned about the foaming wash. If you have the cleaner, you can make it yourself. So the vast majority of the items are in stock, and it's not like some of the competitors, you know, where they have 40% of all of the oils out of stock. And this is 4 years ago, so it has nothing to do with COVID.
Right.
Like the sanitizing wipes, those would be good to have. And even if you can make your own by using, you know, glass bottles, and you pour 4 or 5 drops into water, sterile water or just tap water, and you have a squirt bottle, and you use glass instead of plastic because the lemon and the wild orange and the oils and the citrus oils are very good in eliminating toxins. So it will extract and leach out all of the toxins in plastic. That's why glass is most effective. And so you can make your own sanitizing wipe and keep it in a, you know, either keep a small glass bottle with you, like in your purse or in your car, and you could do it so you wouldn't be exposed to the triclosan, antibacterial. And many people think, oh, it's antibacterial. It is only bacterial. It has nothing to do with viruses. So
that's right.
Unless you're spraying bleach on it. But people just see the word that they've seen for the last 15 years. They don't realize it's a hormone inhibitor, and it is highly, it's terrible. It's so bad that Canada prohibits the sale of it. And the state of Michigan prohibits, you know, the purchase of it with municipal funds. So, but because of ignorance, people just use it because they think, oh, I'm telling everything, and that's not the case.
Amazing. Well, if you want to get started with OnGuard and doTERRA products, here's what you do. First of all, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Under products, there's a drop-down menu, and you'll find doTERRA pretty quickly when you do that. And you can begin your quest for shopping there. What you want to buy first, if you're new to doTERRA, is the largest kit that you can afford. You get the most oils for the best dollar value, don't you, Leon?
Absolutely. And I was told this 10 years ago when I first started. And so I got the Natural Solutions kit because it had 18 oils and it had many selections in the entire OnGuard suite. And so that is, you know, it's highly recommended to do it that way. And if money's an issue, I understand, then you can go with the Home Essentials kit because that has 10 oils and it has a diffuser. So you can actually diffuse OnGuard and whatever other oils you prefer. And you can combine them into a diffuser, and it goes airborne. And if you're inside a house, you can just shut the door to keep most of the oils in there. But they are able to kill airborne pathogens, so bacteria and viruses and fungus. And so that is highly effective, especially if you have friends or relatives, or you are in self-quarantine, or trying to protect relatives who are at, like, you know, the senior citizen centers. I worked with VA out of Fitzsimmons in Colorado. So they had an RSV outbreak, and they couldn't handle it. And they tried all these toxins, and it didn't help them. So they used the OnGuard, and they got rid of it. And they've been using it.
Yeah, ever since. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Bye. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 21st of April, visiting with Leon Green. We're talking about doTERRA oils and related matters. You want to get started? Here's what you do. I already mentioned how you can purchase your oils at my website at thelibertyman.com. In addition, you're going to want two books. Actually, they're the same book, the 5th edition and the 11th edition. The title of the book is Modern Essentials. Why two editions? Well, the 11th edition is the latest one and has all the newest oils in it. The 5th edition, yeah, it says things that we're not allowed to say now because of the Food and Drug Administration. So you need both. Now, in addition, if you need a private consultation about these oils, which ones to get, which one to meet your needs, or if you want to consider having doTERRA be a second source of income for you, have it become your business. Leon would be glad to talk to you about that, of becoming an associate and become a dealer for the doTERRA products. And just give him a call. Leon, what's that telephone number?
Yes, it's 303-495-2188, Mountain Time.
Okay, that's Mountain Time, 303-495-2188. If Leon doesn't pick up because he's doing some adventure training that I'm jealous of because I can't be there, he'll leave a message. He'll get back with you. and he'll help you with a private consultation to know what oils you need for your specific needs, or in addition, help you get started, become a doTERRA dealer, and have another stream of income. What we're going through right now, Leon, people are finding out that they can do things that they hadn't considered before right from their home. Amazon is growing exponentially. People can't go to stores they typically go to make their purchases, and they're turning to Amazon to make purchases that they would normally go to a retail outlet for. But people are also finding out, hey, I can work from home, aren't they?
Absolutely. And many people are now being mandated to do it. So the opportunity is huge now. And we're just with the buy one, get one special, they've been up 400% in orders. They have this mega pack right now. They've never had it in doTERRA history. You get five oils and you get seven free. And then for the rest of this week, they're doing buy one, get one free. So that is, and it is a limited five, but they're almost out completely out of that mega pack of the five, buy five, get seven free. And it is incredible how many people are realizing that, hey, I need to have backup. And if I can't get the medical supplies, this is a healthier way to do it and is less expensive. And there's no side effects and chemical reactions. So, you know, it is a win-win for everybody. And the people who are seeing this are also deciding to do it more as a secondary or tertiary way of income because of the fact that they may be limited. And I looked and driving yesterday, I saw all these businesses closed. And I'm thinking, I wonder, you know, the owners and the franchisers who own these places are thinking, wow, I thought I'd be making millions of dollars off of McDonald's. And now they don't have, or the theaters are closed completely. Is non-essential. And what happens, you know, these people are incurring fees and their bankruptcy is going through the roof, and going through the roofs because nobody has an income to pay. So yes, it makes a lot of sense to have secondary and tertiary ways of income.
It does. So Leon, you and I for years we've been encouraging people to please consider getting yourself off these expensive, dangerous pharmaceutical products, which they are expensive, they are dangerous, and they don't cure anything, hardly ever, and substitute the doTERRA oils in their place. Now, some, very few, actually paid heed. Most did not. Now, here they find themselves still taking the expensive, dangerous pharmaceutical products with less income. They're not getting any healthier. I've been to a number of funerals of friends of mine where their spouses and their adult children say, oh, so-and-so was healthy. I knew they weren't healthy. I knew their health situation. They were in serious straits when it came to their health. But because they could walk and talk and give a somewhat outward appearance of being healthy, their spouses and their adult children and others thought, oh, this person's healthy. And, of course, they were claimed to be healthy also when, in fact, they were in very dire straits. Point being, just because you can ambulate and go to work and attend church and various social and civic and family functions, it doesn't mean you're healthy, does it, Leon?
No, sir. And particularly men have a tendency to be very private and secretive with their health issues. And so many times they will expire very quickly because they can ambulate, but nobody knows their issue, and they don't get checkups, or they don't take care of themselves. And so you're right. The facade of health is very thin.
It is. And what I consider healthy and what you consider healthy is not what most people consider healthy. We have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here. It is Tuesday, the 21st of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's lots there. We find ourselves with discretionary time these days, people being in quarantine and so forth. You got time, you want to educate yourself, read some articles, see some videos that will inform you, educate you, entertain you, maybe make you upset. It's all right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Also, since we're thinking so much about health and wellness and immune systems and all that, just remember what my wife, Dr. Moore, used to say, when you sleep is when you heal. That's where the energy cleaner comes in. I'm not going to promise you it's going to protect you from any virus. No, that'd be foolish, and it's not true. What is true is that the energy cleaner will help you get a great night's sleep. If you're getting a great night's sleep, it will improve your overall health and improve your immune system. That's what the energy cleaner does. That's what it does for me every night. That's what it does for Leon every night. And it can help you also. It can. Only $285 shipping included, American zip codes. Keep in mind the following. If you're doubting Thomas, I appreciate that, and I encourage it. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. So check it out at my website where you can see the patent application information, the wonderful testimonials from people like Steve Whitman. I just got his most recent book the other day. I'm starting to read it. And go ahead and make your purchase right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is there. I got a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Don't try to call me. Order line only. 800-592-9543. A second, 800-592-9543. And we are visiting with Leon Green, and we're talking about a lot of things, including the doTERRA oils. Now, Leon, what I encourage people to do is if they think they need to wear a mask when they're out and about, is to spray the outside of the mask with the On Guard sanitizing mist. And also, these N95 masks, if you wear that more than 3 hours continuously, you're going to hurt yourself, maybe even sooner than that, because you're building up the carbon dioxide in your bloodstream when you wear an N95 mask, aren't you, sir?
Yes, sir. And it's also funny to see, I have friends who are in the ICU field, and they've been wearing it for so many weeks that their faces are getting indentions because of all the mask impressions on their nose, and if they're wearing the glasses or the face shield. So it is funny to see that how much life is changing in America, and people are just accepting it. And so unless the 3%ers stand up and say, enough is enough, you can't take my livelihood away, we're just going to keep accepting it. It's going to keep getting worse too.
Well, it is. Now, if this was 1940, 80 years ago, instead of 2020, this would be not a big deal. But we're getting out of New York, which is the worst hit city. There's two things that are ubiquitous among the people who get this COVID-19 Chinese flu and die. Those two things are age and obesity. Now, back in 1940, of course, we used to live elderly people, obviously, but obesity was almost unknown in 1940, wasn't it, Leon?
Absolutely, and it's caused directly by all the toxins, and because of the toxins, preservatives, and all the other junk we have in our food, that's the way the body protects itself. So it encapsulates those toxins and pesticides and insecticides in fat cells. And so if you look at Americans compared to the rest of the world, it's over 60% are obese, and there's a huge number that are morbidly obese, which is a scientific and medical term of, you are to the point that you will expire shortly if things don't change.
Let me be more specific. If you're not height weight proportionate and you take one or more pharmaceutical products on a daily basis, you're at great risk of death from the COVID-19 Chinese flu if you get it, aren't you, sir?
Absolutely.
Now, that's an unfortunate circumstance. That's what we find ourselves in. Now, what we've done successfully as human beings for centuries is we quarantine the sick people and protect the at-risk, and everybody else goes about their normal life. That's what we've done for centuries, haven't we?
Absolutely.
Now, that's what works. Now, the first hour, we had Glenn in Philadelphia making a true statement. The reason they're trying to quarantine everybody is because of the extraordinarily long incubation period, which, quite frankly, it's not necessarily an incubation period. It's the fact that many people, height, weight, proportionate, healthy people with a strong immune system, they're not incubating it. They simply aren't going to get it at all, are they?
That's correct.
So, we're doing something that is unprecedented, that is wrecking our economy. If you're in school, if you're going to get a bachelor's degree in economics or a master's, you won't receive any training on how to recover as an economist getting professional training in college on how an economy can recover something like this, because it's never happened before. The closest example I can think of would maybe be, it's not even that accurate, the German invasion of France or the German invasion of Poland. But even then, the bakeries in Paris didn't stop baking bread because the Germans were invading, did they?
No.
And the shops selling shoes or clothing or furniture in Paris didn't stop selling those things because the Germans were invading. They continued business, and even if the Germans were there, they continued their businesses, didn't they?
Correct.
So we're in uncharted territory here, literally uncharted. There's lots of educated guesswork, which is what most of economics is, quite frankly, educated guesswork as to how to turn the economy back on. This will not have a good income. You know, there'll be a new normal. I was on with Doug Hagman Monday. I have a two-hour TV show I do with Doug every Monday. And I got my computer working to where I could do a TV show again this past Monday. But Doug was saying that this is not a new normal. I said, Doug, just because you don't like it doesn't mean it's not normal. Normal is just the way things are. When I was in Vietnam, it was normal for me to be in a mortar attack every few days or to be shot at every few days. I didn't like it, but that was normal. So there's going to be a new normal. We're already in a new normal at the moment. Hopefully this will pass and we'll get back to somewhat close to what normal used to be. But the things we're looking at, Leon, that we're aware of, such as the beginning of World War III and the coming Earth changes, we're at the beginning of everything changing in very dramatic ways, aren't we, sir?
Absolutely. And if you think about what happened with 9/11, they didn't go back to, you know, the TSA has been around, and now the largest, you know, governmental thing is DHS. So they don't give back liberties. They take them, and they take them, and they take them until people stand up. So it is a... And people were thinking, oh, it'll be back this summer. And it's almost like how people describe the Q report. And it's almost like he's a shill saying, hey, everything's going to go back. You know, things are positive, and this is rosy colored glasses. And it is a very much a, this is going to be the new normal, and it's going to continue getting worse. And if you think about wars, they are fought over resources. We don't have enough food. We don't have enough water. We're going to go take it from other people.
Reliant.
And so
yep,
it didn't matter.
Right. Now, at my website, there's an article that's your tax dollars paid for it, Leon, and my tax dollars. It has a very, very catchy title. It's about 20 pages. And here it is. An abrupt climate change scenario and its implications for United States national security. And they talk about the consequences of the Gulf Stream stopping, which did in fact stop June 12, 2010. It would be 10 years ago this coming June. And one of the things they mentioned is mass migrations. Now, we've heard about the millions of people escaping Syria. We're told, poll told, because of the Civil War. Well, that sure certainly had something to do with it. But the worst drought in 900 years was also a big part of that. Now, the Chinese are planning a mass migration as well to colonize Africa, to colonize South America, and to basically not just colonize North America, but take it over. You know, when you colonize someplace, the native peoples are still there living their lives. That's not the case with the United States as far as the Chinese are concerned, is it, Leon?
Absolutely not. And so, you know, If you think about it in this regard, I heard you talk about El Salvador earlier this morning and how they would like to take this continent. So, you know, it's crucial that we keep our eyes open. And when you were talking about the water movement, I've heard from, I think it was Steve that told me that Miami, the Army Corps of Engineers has, they've been pumping so much, but officially it'd be under 4 inches of water right now because they cannot. They're trying to keep the dikes and everything set up so that it doesn't flood. So it definitely has something to do with your earth changes that are coming down the
right.
Pike.
Exactly. Well, that's the incremental slow part of it. The violent part hasn't kicked in yet. We're expecting to see more of that later this year. Later this year, in the form of rocks hitting our planet. We'll be going through a debris field. That's what the concern of our federal government is, by the way. One of the many concerns of our federal government. But right now we have some time to prepare, to get some skills, get some equipment, get some training, get some on-guard oils. Now, while people can, those big brown trucks from UPS, the white trucks from FedEx, are still making daily deliveries, and you can still place orders online and get the things you need right now. And this is a time to be doing those last-minute preparations, isn't it, Leon?
Yes, for people who have been procrastinating for years or decades, you know, this can be life-threatening for the fact that, I mean, people can always just jump on the bus and go to the FEMA camps, but they aren't going to like the food there, and they aren't going to like the accommodation. So time is of the essence to stop procrastinating now.
Right, right. Well, a man this way, women this way, children this way, no firearms, no knives, no pets. Welcome to the FEMA camp.
Correct.
They signed me up. I'm ready to go. We've been talking about these things for years. People made fun of us for years. My own relatives would not pay heed. I knew they wouldn't, but I warned them anyway because I knew it would be the right thing to do. And they're probably thinking right now, you know, that stuff John told me 20 years ago, it's happening. It's happening now. I wrote my paper, No Need for Panic, initially as a private letter to my kid brother and my brother-in-law, knowing two things. First of all, it was the right thing to do. Second of all, they would not pay heed. So no Need for Panic is there at my website to read. It was my first product ever sold on my website, and it's now a free download, of course. And one of the things I mentioned in there is the government using a biological weapon as a way to keep people at home. And I wrote that 20 years ago, Leon. Actually, the final draft was 2006, so 14 years ago was the final draft. I began writing it, I think, a number of years before that. But that's, when I wrote it, doesn't matter. What matters is that I did write it, and that these things are now coming to pass. Leon, it looks like we got a caller on hold here. We got Ellis in New York. Good morning, Ellis. Ellis, you're on the air, sir. Hello, Ellis. Ellis, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir. Hello, Ellis.
Mr. Wallace. Yes, I'm
hello.
Here.
Ellis,
yes, hello.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't hear your remarks the other day. I think it was last week that you mentioned about the president of El Salvador. You go over that, please.
President of El Salvador, about 2 weeks ago, sent a tweet out that World War III has begun. That's the comment on that, sir. You're on a speakerphone. We can barely hear you.
I'm sorry. Who did he send it to?
Well, a tweet can go to dozens or tens or millions of people. That's what a tweet can do. I don't know who he sent it to.
Okay. In other words, he's saying that it's already World War III had started already?
That's what the tweet said, yes, sir.
Okay, fine. All right. Thank you, John. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. If you call in, don't use a speakerphone. It does not work out too well. Not at all. Uncharted territory, people dealing with their emotions, people dealing with their regrets that they've procrastinated all these years. But there's still hope, isn't there, Leon?
Yes, and the time frame for preparation has been accelerated drastically. So, I mean, with Smithfield Foods closing and meatpacking closing, and, I mean, around the world, because people are not working in Britain, they're throwing eggs away because they don't have people making the cartons. There's only two carton makers for eggs. And so they're throwing the eggs in the trash. And here in America, they're having silly things as well. And there's an Idaho potato farmer. He couldn't take his potatoes to market, so he dug a ditch and buried 1 million pounds of potatoes. That is just the height of stupidity when we are people that don't have food or they're killing and calling the herds. Because they can't get the grain and the soybeans to the chickens and the cows, they're going to end up killing the animals. So their goal is to have people depend on the government, first of all, but also eating this mystery meat that they're making in labs, and it's impossible meats, and so it's just insane. So if you don't have a garden where you can produce your own, and you can't really think that you can throw a bunch of seeds in the ground and you're going to have a bountiful harvest in the first year. So if you don't have food stored away and clean drinking water, the Berkey you can get from John and others, and other items from him, you're gonna find out that you'll be on a severe diet, and so that'll help with the obesity effect. But you'll be really in terrible straits physically and emotionally because of the starvation diet you'll be on. So
absolutely,
time is now is of the essence.
We have our last break. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
the 21st of April. Well, Leon, we encourage people to do what they can. It takes 3 years to take a raw piece of land and have it be a productive hobby farm feeding a family. That can't change. I don't care how much money you've got. It can't happen any faster. But it doesn't mean that people shouldn't make the attempt and that people should put off and just give up hope. You need to be away from these urban and suburban areas. That's not optional, is it, Leon?
Absolutely. And it's one of the first things I did when things were going south was I protected my son. So, yes, it is crucial.
It is crucial. And will it be easy? No, it's not easy. Will it be difficult? Yes. Is it going to be expensive? Yes. Will there be sacrifices? Yes. all those things are true. But the not doing it, in my opinion, will soon be a matter of life and death, correct?
Correct. And I think it's going to be sooner than later.
And absolutely, that's true. The men and women I work with, we're in agreement that we are in perilous times, very perilous times. We don't know exactly what's going to happen in the future, but we know all the possibilities with violent earth changes, civil war, civil disruption, World War III. What was interesting, listening for our listeners up until recently, has now become literally a matter of life and death, hasn't it, Leon?
Correct. And these are, like I heard the previous caller, the previous show, and they were talking about Matthew and the book and the Bible and how these are the beginning of birth pains. And so it's going to be getting much, much worse. And, you know, earthquakes throughout the nation and the world. And so all these things are definitely leading up to the book of Revelation. So it's no longer going to be fantasy or prophecy. It's going to be current affairs. And you're going to see these things get exacerbated very quickly.
That's right. That's right. So pay heed. Do what you got to do. Get the skills you need. Get the equipment you need. Get the training you need. Get a safe haven. And tossing camping equipment, a family in a minivan, and going to the National Forest is not a plan, is it, Leon?
No, and they've actually started shutting down all the state parks. In California, they blocked the roads. And so people who said, I'm going to head for the hills, they're really going to be disappointed because they have nowhere to go. And so they're going to be homeless with no infrastructure because of procrastination. And you don't have to do that. And that's what John and I have been asking people to, requesting you to do that. And now the door is closing very soon.
Right, right. Very dear friend of mine. I've known for 40 years. He's a very successful attorney. He's also a very liberal individual and an atheist. He says he can come and stay with me. And I said, what do you bring to the table? And he says, well, I'm an attorney. You're going to need a lawyer. I said, I don't think so. I don't think so. I'm not going to need a lawyer. But that's his delusion. And he and his family will pay a price for his lack of preparation. Leon, I don't want to be cut off by the music. I want to thank you for being with us, sir, and look forward to having you back next Tuesday, sir.
Sounds good. God bless. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Leon. Be back tomorrow morning with my friend Professor McCanny and First Hour and Jeff Nyquist Hour 2. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.